Does your child or adolescent fear being away from you? Do they cling to you when you try to leave the house or when you try to take them to school? Are they ever afraid of sleeping alone? Do they feel physically sick at the possibility of being separated from you? Does your child's behavior sometimes make you feel trapped? Experts say that these are signs of separation anxiety disorder. Separation anxiety disorder is also known as SAD. It is a type of anxiety that 4 out of every 100 children and teens suffer from. SAD occurs when children are afraid of being separated from their home or parents. You may be thinking to yourself that my child had a hard time when he or she first started school. He or she would cry when I said goodbye for the first week. Experts suggest that this is normal anxiety. The symptoms of SAD last over a month and are worse than the first day of school jitters. Experts agree that the symptoms of SAD also include not wanting to go to school, clinging, and trouble at bedtime. There are also physical symptoms such as stomach aches and headaches. Teens and children also do not want to be social and demand attention from parents. Children with SAD often do not want to do the typical activities that children their age like to do. These include having sleepovers, going to friends' houses, or going to school activities. They are mostly afraid of the unknown. You may be asking yourself, what is the cause of SAD? Experts believe children and teens may feel this anxiety after a stressful event in their life. Moving, starting a new school, losing a relative, or witnessing a crime may lead to SAD. Children may be afraid that if they are separated from their family, then they will never see them again. This is why they are afraid of bad things happening to their family. For example, they are afraid of burglars, kidnappers, car accidents, or fires, to name a few. For older teens or young adults, SAD can delay life changes, such as getting married or starting college. As a parent, teacher, doctor, or loved one, you may wonder what you can do to help a child deal with this anxiety. SAD is a frustrating disorder for both children and adults. However, it is important to know that there is hope. There are several treatment options for SAD. The first type of treatment that is used for children with SAD is called cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT. CBT is best used for children ages 8 to 13. Children younger than this do not have the thinking skills to benefit from this therapy yet. CBT involves understanding that a child's anxiety and thinking are not realistic. There are two phases of CBT, as described by experts. The first phase is helping the child to recognize their signs of anxiety. They are also taught to understand that what they are afraid of is very unlikely to happen. A therapist teaches them to come up with possible outcomes that are realistic in the situation they are facing. The child is also taught relaxation techniques and role-playing. In this way, they are able to understand their feelings and to control their behaviors. They see that what they think might happen is very different from what normally happens. Children also reward themselves for effort and success. The second phase of CBT involves what experts call in vivo exposure. This is a process where the child is slowly exposed to separation from the home or parents. The child and therapist come up with situations ranging from least to most anxious. This is called a hierarchy. The child moves through it and becomes more confident in controlling his or her anxiety at each step. Homework tasks help children use these skills outside of treatment. Parents and family members can also be taught the strategies of CBT so that they can use these techniques at home. Another therapy I would like to talk about is play therapy. Play therapy is helpful for younger children who are not developed enough for CBT. This type of therapy may be taught to teachers or parents to do with their children. In 2003, Susan Danger used play therapy with dolls to help a young girl deal with separation anxiety. Her anxiety was over leaving her mother to go to school. This therapy was very effective for the child. It lessened her anxiety so that she could leave her mother without getting upset. Other experts also recommend that psychotherapy can be helpful for children with SAD. In psychotherapy, children can work on issues such as independence and confidence. This is important for teens because they want to be independent, but their anxiety makes this hard. You may also be wondering about medicine and if it is helpful for children with SAD. Some experts claim that medicine can be combined with CBT or psychotherapy. Medicine can help if these two methods do not work separately. Medicine can also help if a child has a second anxiety illness or has severe anxiety. Separation anxiety disorder, like many disorders, is tough for parents, teachers, and the person with SAD. However, there are many different ways to support and treat someone with this disorder. A supportive home and school environment is the first step. By reaching out to mental health experts, doctors, and other professionals, anyone can be treated for SAD. For more information for your younger child, please visit www.cyke.com. This website explains anxiety to children using games and videos. For information for your teen, please visit www.copecaredeal.org. This website is helpful in explaining mental health in a way teens will understand, as well as helpful to teens with SAD who may suffer from an additional disorder. For support services or additional help, please contact your child's school psychologist or your family doctor. Thank you for your time. The diagnosis information in this podcast can be found in the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, written by the American Psychiatric Association in 2000. Also, Dwight Evans and his colleagues' information on CBT can be found in 2005's Treating and Preventing Adolescent Mental Health Disorders. Additional resources include Melvin Lewis's 2002 book, Child and Adolescent Psychiatry, a Comprehensive Textbook, as well as in Susan Danger's 2003 article, Adaptive Doll Play, found in the International Journal of Play Therapy.